is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And we're back, we're live, and I'm here to do one of my favorite things, introduce you to a new member of the News for the Soul broadcasting family. The new show is called Chiron Spectre, and all the way from Australia, we're going to get to know Laverne Proctor this hour. And starting with our famous first question and unpeeling the onion from there. If you want to sneak ahead and read some notes, newsforthesoul.com, Laverne's right at the top there, right beside me. Let's see if we've got her on the board, first of all. Laverne, are you there?
Hello, Nicole. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly. Yay, that helps.
Wonderful. I just want to check there's no echo or sound.
No echo, no back sound, no front sound, just the right sound. Perfect.
Perfect.
So, here we are.
Lovely to be here with you.
Excited. The audience is going to discover your interesting connection to one of our past hosts over the years. I'm really excited about uncovering that, but we start with our famous first question. And we kind of go from there. So famous first question. The reason I ask this is because it's the place that connects us all as a community and a movement over the last quarter of a century. And it's that authentic quest for what's really real and what's really possible. So I know for myself, I have 3D norm awarenesses and experiences, and you know, it gets your attention, it sets you on your path, and even can direct your life purpose. So I'm curious what the earliest recollection you might have of something that, where you experienced or saw something outside the 3D.
You're cutting out a bit. So can you just somehow signal to me if I start cutting out? Well, look, I'm assuming you've asked your question because I'm about to start answering. What I was intrigued with, I've just obviously connected into your radio station before, obviously, our time, start time. And I think it was David Icke that was being played. And that intrigued me. It made me smile because I'm going to probably answer two parts of the question. You know, we talk about the third dimensional reality. We're now in a fifth dimensional reality. You asked me the question around what was my earliest recollection. So, you know, I think as a child, when I really sit back and observe that period of my life, I was really connected to the elemental kingdom. And so I think I had quite a strong affinity to the elemental kingdom and nature and spirits in that context, shut down. So really the next time I think I was really on the path of starting to recognize and waken up again in this lifetime was when I was really drawn to a Sydney school, the School of Practical Philosophy. And this is why I'm smiling, because David Icke really touched on consciousness and, you know, depending on the level of our consciousness is how we perceive the world, how we respond to the world. So I think in part awakening for me was re-triggered when I was exploring, well, what is consciousness? And I did that through the School of Philosophy. And that really took me on a journey of stepping back out of myself, becoming the observer. And that's when I started to see third dimensional reality very differently. So I would say that would be my first experience, you know, in earnest, more consciously in this lifetime.
Can you, before we get into that a little more, because we are, can you describe what you mean by the elementals and how you were connected to nature? And, you know, a lot of people didn't have that naturally. I didn't when I was young. I was very kept inside and, you know, afraid of everything that had, you know, buzzing sounds. And I didn't have that connection. So can you describe it and what you mean particularly by elementals?
Yes, so the elemental kingdom really is on the most fundamental level, and the part that I feel that I tuned in, because the elemental kingdoms is quite big, but I think the part as a child that I felt connected with is the nature spirit aspect of that kingdom. And when you think about, well, what does that mean? For me, it was really the sense of the air element spirit force, you know, particularly, you know, water spirit. But, you know, nature, in nature also, you know, the trees and flowers and, you know, how the wind spirit moves through grass and so forth. So it was a pretty, you know, fundamental level. Now, obviously, where I am today, I understand more about that kingdom on a whole nother level. But yeah, really, mm-hmm. as a child, sort of really that simplicity of connecting with the earth and feeling the earth beneath the feet and just feeling the earth resourcing me and supporting me. So it was really fundamental, I feel, at that time. And, you know, before I really sort of, you've hit an interesting point. I think a lot of very intuitive, sensitive people that come through, you know, they can shut down quite quickly. And I think I did. And, you know, you go into more of a fear-based consciousness because what you see is the world sort of sends you into a more fearful state. And I can laugh now, but, you know, if you saw me as a child and you see the type of person I am today, you know, you wouldn't get me down a slide. That's how fearful I was. You know, I will jump out of a plane now, but as a child, I went into quite a fearful state. And I think that was because I didn't feel safe in this world. And I think that would be quite a big, there would be a huge community of people that would have done that. You know, they would have shut down as a child.
Yeah, I remember at the beginning of my consciousness awakening and went to Enlightened Warrior Camp like 3 times and discovered I was afraid of everything. Often for a lot of us, kind of the beginning.
Yeah, I touch on, absolutely. My parents couldn't get me to do anything. Anything. I was fearful of everything and anything. So it's, I can laugh now, but as a child, you know, you can imagine how that felt, you know.
I can indeed. So philosophy, it's sort of like, was it because it was sort of full intellectual? That was your kind of introduction?
I really think, if I was really honest, dare I say, it was intellectual to begin with. Because I was in the business world, and obviously you're more in the, you know, working from the mind than from higher levels of consciousness. It was the intellectual aspect that drew me. But that said, it was my heart that drew me to that. It was my intuition that said, you know, there's something more to life that I'm not clear about. Who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose? So, well, there was an intellectualized aspect of it. The flip side was, it was my intuition, which sounds like a contradiction, I know. It was my intuition that said, no, I really need to go and explore this. And that was really the starting point for me to, you know, pick up the spiritual essence of myself on another level.
So what did you glean from the philosophical approach?
Well, philosophy is really interesting because if you look at philosophers' teachings, modern philosophers and, you know, the ancient philosophers, they were all very enlightened people. And, you know, what I know about consciousness now and realities and, you know, dimensional living, interdimensional living, they were very enlightened people. So they understood that there was more to this reality. And I was impressed, you know, I haven't heard David Icke for a while. You know, he really sort of gets under the covers in a practical context of, you know, realities and consciousness and, you know, being conscious of our thoughts and whatever. And, you know, the ancient and modern philosophers covered that in different guises. I guess someone who I describe as a modern philosopher, whether they see themselves as that, is his name's gone for me. I will remember. He wrote The Power of Now. Eckhart Tolle.
Oh, yeah.
Eckhart Tolle. So to me, he's a modern day philosopher. So really, it just helped me explore and get, you know, the different levels of consciousness that we live within, and, you know, looking and observing that, and then looking at how I responded to life situations and how I could change that. So yeah, so it was a really good turning point. I mean, in my early 20s, I was, you know, working with meditation, and, you know, I was really keen on affirmations. So I was working in that context in my 20s. So when I sort of stumbled on philosophy and exploring different philosophers' teachings, but really what was the essence of what they were teaching, and it was all around consciousness and how we respond to the world, was really what those teachings taught. You know, it just sort of complemented that whole meditation process that I was working with, and affirmations and mantras. So it just took me on a slightly different trajectory, you know, a stepping stone, it felt like, for me in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm. So what changes did you implement early on because of that?
How you respond to life. When something comes up in your life, being able to be more reflective. But like most people on an awakening journey, a spiritual journey would know, you know, some days you do it really well. You know, you put into practice the new knowledge or new understanding and experiences. And then on another day, well, it all goes out the window and you go back into old patterns of behavior and so forth. So really it was about, you know, each day you would look at the day and, you know, set your intention for the day and then observe, well, how did I respond to a situation in the day? And some days do a really good job. You know, the human element, you know, the aspect of self we're trying to refine kicks in. You don't do it well some days, you do it well on other days. But, you know, really the practice was how you respond when something comes up and what's the trigger. And then for me it was getting under the covers. Well, why was I triggered in that way? What was the thing that was triggering that in that moment? So, you know, that's what I was looking at, I guess, on a generic level, but then you could, you know, apply it to any situation that was coming up in daily routine of life.
That initial shift is such an empowering thing, too, because you kind of take responsibility for everything, right?
Absolutely. And what I'm looking forward to doing over the coming months is take my own experiences and share those, because we can't talk about that in detail today, and say, well, you know, we talk about consciousness, you know, we talk about fear, you know, well, don't go interfere, but well, how do you do that on a practical level? What are the things you can implement? And, you know, I've spent the last 18 years on a whole nother level exploring all of that and then working out for myself, well, how do I shift that trigger? What was behind that trigger? How do I shift that? How do I clear that? How do I make sure I'm not triggered the same way as I have been? And then the litmus test is something comes along and how you respond to that tells you, I've still got work to do, you know, you know, on a level. You think you might have cleared something, you know, if people walk through life with deep, deep traumas that have occurred in their life and that, you know, they seek therapy or whatever and they think, I've cleared that. And then something comes along in their life to say, well, how do you respond to this now? And then if they're really honest with themselves, and this is what I do, this is a daily practice for myself, if I'm really honest with myself and I say, I've still got work to do. I thought I cleared that, but there's another level that's unraveling and I need to clear it on another level. And that's the fascinating part that keeps me driven is when you know you've truly cleared a trauma or a pain, whether it's from this lifetime or a previous lifetime. If it's previous lives, you've got no idea what you're holding on to that you're walking through life with. Well, if you're not triggered by something that comes up in a different shape or form or flavor, you know, if you're not triggered by it, then you know you truly have cleared. And, you know, from my perspective, we call that healed. You know, it's healing something.
So where did your training go next after the philosophical approach?
Yeah, so shortly after that, I did a little bit of energy style work and understanding how you work with energy. But it wasn't really until I came across who you know dearly, Alexis Cartwright, who is the channel for an anchor of transference healing. So when I came across Alexis, I was at that point of consciousness. Clearly, I was really ready to take the next step and really delve deep and start tapping into what we call, you know, our divine gifts and talents and really awaken on that level or reignite, should I say, because, you know, those talents are there lying dormant. So, yes, yeah, so I really feel everything I did through my 20s, really, which was centered around meditation, different styles of meditation, affirmations, which, you know, is very close to my heart, you know, studying consciousness through philosophical teachings. You know, when I came across Alexis in 2004, I was so ready to take the next step.
I'm trying to remember what years she was on, it was such a powerful clearing. Sorry,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So Alexis was probably with you around 2016, maybe 2017, she was working with you. So I don't know where time goes, but she's super busy today. She's writing her book, Transference Healing as a Ascension Modality Energy System is going from strength to strength and just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I feel great to be a part of that, and you know, I'm really being pushed on a whole nother level to step into my empowerment process and, you know, play my part. So, you know, it's been a beautiful journey, and we're at a very interesting point in time, aren't we, in the world?
So, well, yes, we are. And we knew it back then. We were preparing and learning and trying to you know, experience and learn as much as we could in time for the times that we're in now. We kind of all knew that back then. But, you know, being in Alexis's splash zone, I used to call it, I'd be on with her, and the powerful healing was so deep that literally every time at the end of the show, I'd say I needed a dribble bib and a nap because I was just so altered. It was very powerful. But can you describe, give us the overview, Transference Healing 101, what is it, how does it work?
I'm going to try and keep this simple because I've been working with the energy system for 18 years and still feel, you know, a babe in the woods in many ways, but, you know, have experienced a lot and can see the power of it and why I'm so passionate about supporting Alexis and getting it out into the world. I guess on a really, I try to keep this fundamental as I can because it is a technology of light. But in essence, really, it's a self-healing tool that empowers you to work with the very depths of your anatomy and consciousness. And, you know, it supports you to awaken your spiritual aspects of self. And ultimately, and this is what we're all on the journey to embody, is a state of oneness. And that state of oneness has to come from within. In essence, it's ascension modality. The benefit of transference healing and the way it works, and, you know, it's great, Nicole, that you're so sensitive and you really did experience its frequency and could see what it can create. But the benefit really is to really support people to feel empowered to self-heal. And when we think about what that means, you know, self-heal pain and struggle can be released. You know, it's about your sense of self, building that sense of self and self-worth. And that's strengthened the more that you heal yourself. You know, you sort of, the more you work energetically and, you know, specifically, you know, I'm talking from a transference healing perspective, you start to be able to tap into your unique abilities more, because the more you clear the lower aspects of self, you know, the pain, the struggle, you know, the fear David Icke was talking about just now, when you clear that, you really start creating a whole new reality for yourself. And that's about living more from higher consciousness. And the more you can do that in the moment, day to day, you know, you're completely living a different reality. And we're all being pushed now to really come into that fifth dimensional reality. And that's one of the things over the coming months I really want to delve into. Well, what does that mean? How do we do that day to day? But transference healing really is about self-healing. And the more you self-heal, the more you naturally come into or start working from that higher consciousness, the more you're living that fifth dimensional reality. And then, you know, as you really start living in that reality more, and from this dimension, you start creating true self-empowerment, because it all starts with that healing and clearing, you know, coming out of fear, stabilizing and balancing. And then from there, you're really connecting up, aren't you, on a whole nother level, and you're taking guidance from the higher realms, and you're acting or responding differently. So yeah, in essence, and I will be talking about the different aspects of transference healing over the coming months, because there's so much to it and it's difficult to sum it up in a sentence. So what I'm excited about is to really pick an aspect of it, but really to look at it, well, how does that apply in daily life? How do I work with that? How do I, you know, support myself through that process. But yeah, so first and foremost, it's here for this time. It's an ascension modality. First and foremost, it's about healing the self. So that's about clearing pain. It's then about moving and self-mastering. You know, well, how do I do that? How do I self-master? Well, I've got to get rid of that limiting belief. I have to clear that trauma so I can move forward on a whole new level and, you know, master my life in a different way. So, yeah, that's a top level. It's hard to do it justice quickly, but that's the intention over the coming months, to give it justice and to talk about the different aspects of it so that people can say, ah, I can see how I can work with transference healing.
Did I lose me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Oh, good. we could hear you the whole time. I've just got a little glitch on my end on the switchboard here. I was just saying it is much more of an energetic thing than an intellectual description, isn't it? It's got to be experienced and felt.
It's experiential thing, and so it's how can we create that experience over the coming months that people can, you know, can feel it versus talking to it will be the opportunity moving forward.
How about we get some examples of the ways, some situations that you've applied transference healing and the results that you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, this is a topic that, again, today feels I have to be a bit top level because conscious of time and we're covering a number of things. But, you know, the clients that I work with, range from they just want to resource, they're feeling extremely depleted in themselves. And they come to experience transference healing to resource. So on the most fundamental level, when someone experiences transference healing, they just feel a massive lift within themselves energetically. They feel like a weight is released. And through that process, there's a reignition of a resourcing process that naturally occurs as you clear the energy fields. The other experience that transference healing creates for people is, you know, they really feel the purity of the essence as they, you know, receive the energy. And that purity of essence really starts to remind them themselves of their spiritual essence, that they are more than their name, you know, they are more than the person that they walk through life, whether it's the mother, the professional, whatever role they play. It really quickly, you know, even in one session, connects them back to themselves and reignites that connection to their own inner light. But the purity of the frequencies that come through as, you know, as I channel them through as part of what we call a full transference healing, creates an imprint for that person, whatever that person's able to receive. But on a fundamental level, you know, they're resourcing themselves. They're clearing, you know, past day, past week, past year events that they may have been holding on to. And it sort of creates a new starting point. So that's one aspect. And then you've got clients that are working with very specific goals. You know, they might already be working in alternative areas of business. And they're really trying to tap into their own spiritual essence and their own gifts and talents on another level. And they might be feeling blocked in some way. So the way, you know, when you're channeling the energy and supporting those people, it's helping them clear subconscious blocks. Because the beauty of transcendence healing is it really bypasses our conscious mind. And, you know, it's what we don't know we're blocking that needs to be unblocked and cleared and so forth. Mm. And so it's beautiful working with, you know, already people on their path, so to speak, where they see their role in society, whether it's naturopath or chiro, or, you know, they're working with an energy system in their own right or whatever. So there's that aspect. And then, you know, occasionally you come across someone who's really, you know, hit a point of a catalyst, and it's their health. Now, you know, when you would have known from all the people you've spoken to over the years, you know, health is the final frontier for all of us. And so when a health crisis comes up for someone, it's really about, it's to stop them in their tracks to say, what are, you know, and they really have to reflect internally. And they really have to go inwards and understand, well, what got me to this point? You know, why have I arrived at this point? So I've been, you know, very humbled to it with people, you know, with cancer. And, you know, supporting them through their chemo and how transference healing frequencies has supported that process of, you know, if you're having chemotherapy, how do you ensure or support it that you may not feel the level of symptoms that can occur when you have chemo. So, you know, feeling very humbled by working with people to move through their process. First off, to understand, well, how did I arrive at this point of, you know, getting cancer? But then help, you know, supporting them to make those realizations for themselves and how they arrived at, and what are they going to change? What pattern of behavior? What belief system? What was it? What trauma they may have been releasing to clear that had to clear, and they weren't able to do it any other way than for it to really manifest on a physical level. Understand that, and then understand, well, one, how do I change that pattern, belief, or whatever, and make sure I don't, you know, heal myself, but don't arrive back at the same point again, you know, as they clear. Mm. But find their way through that, navigate, and then, you know, the resourcing aspect. You know, when you're working with chemo, you've probably had people around you. You know the impact of chemo. So how can you support them to resource themselves and revitalize and re-energize that those symptoms don't have to be as big as potentially they can be for some people. And then, you know, come through that process and, you know, create a new starting point. So, you know, I work with a range of people, you know, and it can be as simple for some people, more, let's call it third dimensional. You're feeling stuck in a role, in a job, or feeling stuck in a relationship, and, you know, just clearing the energy that's holding them in that place of feeling stuck, and moving through a process that they can create clarity for themselves. It's not about therapy. We're not giving therapy. It's empowering people to make self-realizations, those light bulb moments, because as you clear and lift your energy, you become clearer, you're able to see things differently, and you're able to make decisions differently once you're clear. So a whole range of people, you know, at the top level, a couple of examples how you know, you can work with transference healing.
So specifically using cancer as an example, I know there's many kinds, but have you found that there's like a common denominator of the same issues that people have to clear when it comes to that?
I've only worked with a couple, but what generally happens for with Cancer is the energy reserves that get so low, the body just cannot resource. So they become so depleted. And the observations I've made with the two particular Cancer situations is surrogation. You become, you know, the surrogating whole family. You know, they spend their life surrogating a family member or members who just need so much emotional support. And that can be so, so depleting. So that in this, in the cases I've worked with, has been the theme, the common theme. It might be different for other people, but that's the thing I've noticed. So it's the pattern of behavior that makes their level of self-worth to a point that everyone else is far more important than themselves and their own needs, and they deplete themselves to a point where they arrive at.
Interesting. You know, we talked about keeping one eyeball on the time, so we get to everything we need to get to today. But, you know, we talked about the situation now on the planet is very different than when Alexis and I talked many years ago. What is your sort of overview, your take on where we're at right now with the collective on the planet?
So we're all going through an ascension process. I mean, so many people are talking to this. And really, we're at a point of everyone is being pushed to move into in basic terms, fifth dimensional level consciousness. We all having to move into a level of consciousness where we come back more into a state of unity and connection with each other, because we've all been so disconnected. And, you know, you look at what's going on around the world, you know, in the same way that we're all individually going through our own purification to clear. So I could take it back to this most practical level of, you know, if I look at myself or I look at someone else, we're all being pushed to clear lower energies. So those lower energies, you know, negative states of being, disconnection, you know, pain from the past, whether it's pain from this lifetime or previous lives, we're all being pushed to clear. We're all being pushed to hit a frequency, which you are familiar with. We're all being pushed to hit a state of consciousness and start working and connecting differently to the way we have done. So if you take that basic principle of, well, what do I need to do in myself? Well, you know, we're being moved towards coming more in the state of love and from the heart, come more from naturally an unconditional state, a state of compassion, a state of oneness. You heard me talk about coming from a state of oneness. Well, it starts from within. You know, coming into oneness means I am in absolute balance, or best balance I possibly can within myself. So I'm really connecting, or, you know, I'm working from a point of higher consciousness, and I'm really unified within. Well, in the same way that I'm being pushed to do that on an individual level, you could look at a family. What does that mean from a family perspective? You know, dynamics, catalysts are playing out with families to come more into a state of unity and oneness. You could look at that within a business. And, you know, businesses are being found out for, you know, lack of integrity in how they're operating, and are they looking after the people, are they looking after customers, so, you know, that whole integrity aspect. You can look at, you know, leaders around the world, you could look at countries. we're in a state of purification. So that purification, in the context that we speak about it in transference healing, is we're being pushed to let go of pain, fear, trauma. And again, I reference, I mean, David Icke touched on it, I was smiling because he nailed a couple of things I thought was relevant, and it is playing out right now. There are people in the world that want to keep people in fear. You know, that third dimensional consciousness. And then there are people like Alexis, myself, you know, and the list of people that you've spoken to in the world, and many, many, many more people in the world that are literally saying, come out of fear. Let go of your trauma. Let go of negativity. Forgive. Forgive the person that you feel, you know, has done wrong by you. Find forgiveness. You know, that's the ultimate, really. If we can find forgiveness, forgiveness doesn't mean to say what someone did is okay. All it's saying is, well, maybe that person was in a point of pain that they were reacting in life in the only way they knew, and unfortunately, you know, a person was on the receiving end of that. You know, forgiveness is probably the biggest one for all of us. But, you know, I'm digressing. You know, really, we're the planet needs to lift its consciousness, and everyone within it needs to lift its consciousness. That's our ascension path. That is our path. All the negativity playing out in the world is the purification process, the clearing, the finding out. You know, the truth is revealing itself, isn't it? More and more people waking up. More and more people are saying, no, I don't accept this anymore. So the more people continue to do that, the more people that find that point of peace internally and work more from higher consciousness, the sooner we all do that, the faster we'll move through the process. But we're in a process. This decade particularly, you would have no doubt heard from other people, this decade's a big decade. By the time we get to the end of this decade, we'll be in a different place. So we're really in the hard yards part of our reality right now. So the opportunity is, well, whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever path you're walking, whatever field of influence you have, your opportunity is how you respond in that moment. And how you respond in that moment can create a massive transformational ripple, no matter what that is for individuals. And this is the aspect I really want to explore over the coming months is, on an individual level, what can we do? If we're in a field of more influence, what can we do? But how do we support ourselves through that process? How can we work with energetic tools to keep our frequency high? How do we clear pain? You know, so we're in that, on the top level, we're in a massive purification process. And everyone's, whether you like it or not, you can come kicking and screaming, or you can say, okay, I'm going to take charge of my own reality, and I'm going to change my reality. And as I change my reality, that has a positive ripple effect to everyone in my, you know, inner circle of sphere. And then that ripples out into bigger circles of sphere. So we all have an opportunity, no matter how small or large, depending on where we are in the world, what we're doing in the world, to play our part, you know, in that.
I love that. And it's perfect that you were tuning into that pre-recorded David Icke conversation I had, because that was always my bottom line. Everyone else wants to talk about lizards and conspiracies and the Queen of England. And I wanted to know, yeah, but what do we do about it, right? And it was always about consciousness and doing our work. And I love the bottom line practical approach. We are down to the last 5 minutes. I can't believe it. That's sailed by, as it does. But we want to spend the last 5 minutes doing our traditional, it's traditional here anyway, shameless self-promotion, coming from a place of service, knowing that in this moment, someone listening really needs to hear what you're about to say. And so you want to, you can take a full 5 minutes and let us know about any programs, upcoming events, all the services, how people connect, the whole spiel.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, you're going to be hearing a lot over the next time, over the coming months, about how I work with my clients, how I support other practitioners and teachers around the world, also as well as my clients, about being empowered. For me, my mission is to see every human on the planet empowered to heal themselves and realize their hopes and dreams. Everyone on the planet has the ability to really truly heal themselves, and I'll be working more and always connecting back into transference healing. I've been working with transference healing for 18 years. You know, the energy's running through me. I've seen the miracles it creates. But the way I work with people, you know, is one-on-one. So, you know, I can be, you know, people can get a hold of me through my website, and if they want to have a chat about something and understand about my work, then they can contact me through the website. I do hold behind the scenes. It's not as obvious. I support people monthly, so people can connect in monthly with me and experience transference healing. You know, you talked about you want to experience it rather than intellectualize it. So I work with people monthly. The real opportunity is for people to find an aspect of transference healing that resonates for them. And there's so many aspects to it that one aspect might appeal to someone that doesn't resonate for another. So the best way is for people to just connect with me through the website and ask me a few questions, and I can give them some options. You know, I work one-on-one, I work monthly through, you know, podcasts and webinars. And, you know, I teach. I mean, Alexis would be the first person to say her biggest joy is her teacher community, which I'm a part of, is empowering others to run transference healing for themselves. So teaching is a big part of that. But I just love people who've connected with me, just find their own way, and whatever they need, it just sets them on their path. And I see my role is to help them find their path and then for them to create self-directed change for themselves. So the best way is pick up the phone or send me an email and, you know, connect that way. And, you know, we work out individually what a person might be interested in. Over the coming months, they will get to experience what I do on a whole nother level. And there'll be always takeaways for them to walk away with and feel empowered. I've got something I can work with today. So, yeah.
Beautiful. And how can people reach you other than, of course, finding you on newsforthesoul.com?
So I have a contact page through www.chironspectra.com. I don't know if you've got that advertised on your page. Chiron is spelled with CH, chironspectra.com. You know, if you Google Laverne Proctor, you'll find my Instagram. My Instagram tagline is Laverne_Chiron_Spectra, so you can connect with me via Instagram. I am on Facebook through Chiron Spectra. So Facebook, Instagram, and my personal website. And, you know, if I can't help you, we have a most amazing group of transplant healing people around the world. My aim is to make sure anyone I speak to gets the right support and the right help. So whether that's myself or a colleague, you know, a spiritual colleague around the world, my aim is, you know, if more people are working on themselves and supporting themselves and finding, getting to that point of they're living the best version of themselves, then I've done my job, basically.
Beautiful. Love it. I'm so excited that the energy of transference healing is back on News for the Soul, and that we found you and you found us and you're here. And I'm looking forward to your future shows with great anticipation. It's great to get to know you today, Laverne.
Yeah, thank you for your time, Nicole. And, you know, it'd be good to create a few little simple meditation, frequency meditations along the way. So I'll be in touch regarding that, how we can make that happen.
Love it. I'm looking forward to it. And we'll see you next show time, next month.
Take care of yourself and speak to you soon.
You've been getting to know Laverne. The show is Chiron Spectra, and she's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more after this quick break.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained since January 1997. We began our 25th year in broadcasting in January 2022, and we're just getting started, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. Join us at newsforthesoul.com. newsforthesoul.com.